Freight security. Security in the freight industry has always been a major problem. Illegal immigrants, drug smuggling, customs duty evasion, piracy, and the deployment of substandard vessels have been some of the most important concerns. The scale and scope of these problems in freight are of an even greater magnitude. The less regulated and greater international dimensions of the shipping industry in particular have made it vulnerable to security breaches. The number of ports, the vast fleet of global shipping, the range of products carried in vessels, and the difficulty of detection have made the issue of security in shipping an extremely difficult one to address. The container, which has greatly facilitated globalization, makes it extremely difficult to identify illicit and dangerous cargoes. In the absence of scanners that can scan the entire box, manual inspection becomes a time-consuming and virtually impossible task, considering the large volumes involved. Moreover, a large number of containers is required to be handled with minimum delays and inconvenience. In the U.S., the response was to enact the Maritime Transportation and Security Act in 2002. The basic elements of this legislation were adopted by the International Maritime Organization, IMO, in December 2002 as the International Ship and Port Security Code, ISPS. The Act brought in three important features. The first requirement was an automated identity system, AIS, requiring vessels to have a permanently marked and visible identity number, a record of its flag, port of registry, and address of the registered owner. The second requirement stipulates that each port must undertake a security assessment. This involves an assessment of its assets and facilities, and an assessment of the effects of damages that might be caused. The port must then evaluate the risks and identify its weaknesses to its physical security, communication systems, utilities, etc. The third requirement mandates that cargoes destined for the U.S. must receive customs clearance prior to the departure of the ship. In addition, the Act seeks the implementation of biometric identification for seafarers and the maintenance of a national database of sailors.